You're now listening to the English News of Cần Thơ Radio and Television Station. On the morning of June 12, Mr. Nguyễn Trọng Nghĩa, Secretary of the Party Central Committee, Head of the Central Propaganda Department, chair a hybrid conference nationwide to evaluate the implementation of conclusion number 01 of the Politburo on promoting the learning and following of Ho Chi Minh thought, morality and style. The analysis and creation of annual themes that are in line with reality and task requirements lead to beneficial changes in the perceptions and behavior of cadre and party members, and help localities and units across the nation carry out the political duties of the party successfully. There are several successful examples, novel approaches, and highly developed typical collectives and individuals throughout the nation's diverse industries and areas. The implementation of conclusion number 01 through routine activity helps to increase the effectiveness of cell activities, the leadership potential, and the combat power of grassroots party organizations, while also correcting the working habits of cadres, party members, civil servants, and other public servants, bringing about very noticeable changes in administrative disciplines and raising the public trust in the party and the state. Based on the proposal of the Ministry of Transport, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính has agreed to schedule the groundbreaking of the expressway and ring road projects in the south this June. Specifically, the construction of four components of the Châu Đốc – Cần Thơ – Sóc Trăng expressway project will begin on June 17, and the Prime Minister will attend the groundbreaking ceremony at the main bridge in An Giang Province. The People Committee of An Giang Province will be in charge of overseeing the event and will work closely with the People Committee of the provinces and cities of Cần Thơ, Hậu Giang and Sóc Trăng. The construction of Ring Road No. 3 in Ho Chi Minh City, Khánh Hòa Buôn Ma Thuột and Biên Hòa Vũng Tàu will begin on June 18. Mr. Huỳnh Trung Trứ, Chairman of Ninh Kiều District People Committee, has just chaired a meeting with city departments, functional units of the district and wards to evaluate and discuss solutions to speed up the clearing work belonging to the ODA projects in the district. Up to now, more than 800 households have not handed over their land. For the work of renovating the central drainage system of Ninh Kiều District, the implementation value by the end of May 2023 is more than 108 billion VND. The progress is over 38%. 24 out of 32 inner-city roads and two pumping stations have been implemented. Two roads have been completed with hard asphalt carpet to complete the road surface. Additionally, Ninh Kiều is urgently implementing compensation and resettlement support for projects under construction in the district. The chairman of Cần Thơ City People Committee, Mr. Trần Việt Trường, has just signed and promulgated a directive to rectify the management of land in the city. A special emphasis was placed on tightening management and avoiding the creation of new, spontaneous residential areas. In light of this, the chairman calls on district authorities to step up inspection and oversight in order to identify illegal construction and the connection of technical infrastructure to create new illegal residential areas on agricultural land under their control. This is especially important in the district center. The Party Committee of Cần Thơ City Department of Transport has just held a conference to examine the execution of the Party Congress resolution for the 2020-2025 terms and implement solutions for the remaining half of the term. The Party Committee of the City Department of Transport has concentrated on enhancing the quality of political and ideological education throughout the first half of the term. This has led to improvement in the cadre and party members' knowledge and behavior. 9 party members have been admitted since 2020, meeting 60% of the resolution goals. Many cooperatives have seen success in management thanks to the deployment of digital platforms, which has helped to lower operational costs, boost worker productivity, and improve economic efficiency. Currently, the city has 315 cooperatives, more than 13% of which have utilized high technology, such as employing drones to spray or QR codes to find out about a product origin, or smart gadget to advertise and sell through websites and social media platforms like Facebook, Zalo, and others. The medical staff at Military Hospital 121 performed general physical exams and examined 300 patients for common illnesses, such as high blood pressure, joint pain, stomach, cardiovascular, and eye diseases. They also provided free medication to patients worth a total of nearly 40 million VND, which was funded by Military Hospital 121. On this occasion, troops from Brigade 226 went outside to remove weeds, tree branches that block the view, and collect trash on the roughly 2-kilometer-long road that runs from the People Committee up Lam Hua Ward to Vo Phan Kei Street. On June 12, the Steering Committee of Phu Long Sport Festival held a meeting to approve the executive decision and the draft task assignment for the committee in 2023, as well as to allocate tasks to its member. Mr. Nguyen Thuc Hinh, Vice Chairman of the City People Committee, attended and chaired the meeting. Currently, 9 districts have finished organizing the festival for the year 2022-2023, attracting more than 9,500 students competing in 13 sports. According to the plan, the opening ceremony of the festival will officially take place on June 19 at the City Sports Center and close on June 25. There will be 1,720 students at all levels from 31 delegations competing in 8 sports. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.